Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the rooftop of the FAA Production Studios National Resource Center. You know, when the bills show up at the house, no fun. But when the bills show up out at your airport, lots of fun. I'm talking about Bill Sagala and Bill Gordon. These are the guys that fly the Iron Eagles stunt team out here. I've come out here many years and watched these guys, and I've got the pleasure right now to talk to both of them right here, along with their announcer, Al Longto. Well, Al, welcome, guys. Real quick, let's talk about a little bit about what you do before we get into what you guys are. Let's talk here over the next few days.
Your hold might be to me. Nice guy.
We have a two-plane formation aerobatic team. We've been flying. This is our 18th year of flying as a team. And we just basically travel around the United States and entertain fine people like here at Sun and Fun. We basically fly a very tight formation routine and very tight formation team, and we fly within 2 foot wingtip to wingtip separation. And we do a lot of opposing and formation maneuvers where we're actually crossing each other and missing each other, hopefully by 10 feet. And that's basically a wrap up. We have we fly two Christian Eagle biplanes. They're double wingers. They're multicolored aircraft, and they make a lot of noise, and we stay right in front of the people.
Well, now you guys are flying. You said you're about 2 feet wingtip to wingtip. That's pretty close. Now, I've seen you out there, and you know from a distance, because you know the audience doesn't always have binoculars. But I notice you guys are wearing helmets, aren't you? Now, is there a lot of danger? I mean, when you guys are out there doing this stuff, is there a lot of danger is involved in what you do? I mean, present day.
Well, there's a fair amount of danger, but the helmets are not only for collision, in case we hit a bird, lose our canopy. We have a windshield. We have, of course, our radio equipment's in the helmets. If we ever have to bail out of the airplane, you know, and come down in a tree, we have a windshield to protect ourselves. So, yeah, there's a fair amount of danger, but the helmets are not only there for our performance, but also, you know, in a cross country or whatever emergency comes up.
So on a cross country, that means when you guys are, I mean, these aircraft really can't carry a whole lot of fuel. If you're flying a Showbird, what do you make, often stops, or do you just de-wing them and move them by truck?
We modified these airplanes extensively. We've taken out the front cockpit, modified them from a two-seater to a single-seater, fitted them with 11-gallon smoke tanks, which also can be plumbed with the turn of a switch to gas. And also, there's another 30-gallon tank. So we have 66 gallons of gas total. And if you're at altitude, lean back to 12 or 14 gallons an hour, you know, do the math, we're 4 hours, and we're cruising probably 185 miles an hour. So we can go places. We can cross the Gulf of Mexico. We've done it many times from Key West to Cozumel, and then from there on to Acapulco. So, I mean, we've got good legs on those airplanes.
So you guys travel all over the place. Saw a little bit on your website. You do a lot of shows a year. You guys are on the road about, what, 8 months or 10 months a year? 8 to 10 months, depending. And so exactly where all have you gone, or where do you go now?
We've flown shows in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Canada, Nova Scotia, British Islands, Tortola. We've been around quite a bit, actually.
Flying, that is.
Okay, we won't talk about that once the interview is over. That's great. Now, let's talk a little about, Bill, you're a AMP mechanic, and now you're talking about modifying these aircraft to carry more fuel. Were you part of that modification process, or you sent the airplanes out?
Yeah, I had a good part of most of what I did. Billy did, and Peter Nettinger from used to work for Aviat, helped us out on some of the stuff. But basically, it all happened in my shop, and everybody contributed a little bit, and it made probably the best, in our opinion, the best formation air show airplane out there.
Now, when you guys start out and you're going to put together something like this, I mean, people probably, I'm sure the people that don't pay the price, they're pulling up next to the fence or looking through there, or when you guys are just practicing, they're looking out there going, you know, to get that tight a formation, one airplane upside down, one airplane right side up, you know, where do you begin? I mean, where do you begin something like that? Do you begin like 6 miles apart and work your way in closer?
Yeah, when we first started it, after Bill completed his aircraft in just a year, he built that whole Eagle in 1 year's time, which is absolutely amazing, even to today's standards with the different kits that they have out there and everything. But when we actually first started flying, we used to videotape the aircraft, and you could stick 10 or 12 airplanes between us. And we just basically, you know, we started off, and before we even brought it to the air show scene, we spent a year and a half of just practice and getting the aircraft closer, changing our routine around so it would really fit in front of the crowd, because our aircraft are so small, you can't be flying 1,000, 1,500 feet away from the right. people, because all you're going to see is a speck. So we had to, you know, really bring it in at the 500 foot line. We really had to, you know, we didn't want to be embarrassed, so to speak, when we came to an air show and saw two airplanes just flying around and not choreographed. So we spent a lot of time, like I said, a year and a half of practice all the time. Okay, just to get it. And then, you know, every year you pick up a little bit here and there. The one thing that we haven't done is we really haven't changed our routine. We found something that really flows well. Again, we stay in front of the people. They can see the aircraft. They can hear the aircraft. We got beautiful smoke systems on the airplane. And it's just, that's what we strive to do, is to keep the action 100% right in front of the people.
It must cost a lot, too. It's not so much as time, but also in money. Now, with an announcer and you two guys here, is there some back behind the scenes guys that you guys have to do maintenance on these aircraft to keep them running? Because it's got to be in a maintenance intensive thing. You just wouldn't jump in the airplane.
Well, yeah, Bill. I mean, Bill does, you know, 90% of all the stuff when we're on the road. We have a crew chief, which is Bill's son, Bill Jr. And so when we go away for quite some time, we're leaving for Branson, Missouri after this show. And so we do need, when we're on the road and everything, we do need, you know, parts. And Bill carries a lot of parts with him in his airplane, and we don't really have a chase plane that goes with us. So whatever we have, we keep the most important parts that are notorious for breaking, and we keep in the aircraft. And especially when you start going into Mexico and stuff, there's not a lot of places to stop and get parts for aircraft, if you know what I mean. So you know, knock on wood, we've been very fortunate with the aircraft. The aircraft are fantastic. They're very, very little maintenance on the aircraft, but you know, again, when it breaks, you know, there's nobody better to work on the aircraft than Bill.
So you carry the parts. Now, Bill, do you also carry the tools with you in your airplane, or just a Leatherman tool?
No, I got a couple small tool bags that I can fit in the airplane. I got a few extra removable
panels. He's got it right there.
I got a few extra removable panels on the sides of the plane, and I can fit some tool bags in it. And I carry probably, you know, 10, 15 wrenches, 20, 30 sockets, and pliers and safety wire and the norm.
Yeah.
Spare points, condensers, parts like that just are prone to fail.
Sit there and just do a little magneto overhaul on the road, huh?
I've done it before.
So, now, I think Al wants to add something here.
Yes, I just want to say that these two fellows, I've been with them for 18 years, and believe me, there's really a lot of humbleness with these guys. Now, Bill is also, and I don't know if he told you, but he's the chief pilot and head of restoration at the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome up in Rhinebeck, New York, with World War I aircraft. He flies all that stuff. Billy is on the board of directors up there. He also is doing the Flying Farmer Act, occasionally replacing his father. And I'm one of the announcers up there at the Rhinebeck Aerodrome. So these guys are very, very humble about what they do. And they're two of the best in the business. And it's been my pleasure to be with these guys as long as I have.
That's great. And you guys are also family men. I know that, right? And with the show taking you guys away, do you take your families on the road and everything, or you guys kind
of
like...
Yeah, a lot of the farther air shows, of course, my wife sort of loves it down in Acapulco and stuff. When it's 90 degrees and you're sitting out on a beach watching this flying air show, you really can't ask for any better backdrop than that. But it's very tough on the family. Both of us have kids it's very tough because we are on the road constantly, and so we try to make the best out of, you know, with the winter time, we have a little bit off and actually sun and fun. This is our second show this year, but it is rough on a family.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine being, you know, out there and doing a million air shows a year. I think he's telling you it's going to be your turn again.
Kind of, you know, picked up on that.
Maybe Rich is going to ask an AMP question or something, right? But. Now, you guys are obviously the backing that you guys have sponsors that help pay for some of this stuff, or is this all out of pocket?
Now, we got some good sponsors. Lycon Engines out in Visalia, California. Kenny Tunnel does a real good job for us, helps us out a lot. MT Propellers, Skytech Starters, Concord Batteries, always there when we need them. Goodyear Tires, it's their 100th year. We're having a big celebration. Oregon Aero, Champion Aerospace, and Slick Mags by Champion help us out. And it takes a lot of burden off of us financially, just, you know, doing the product sponsorships.
It would be hard for anybody to break into the business, I guess, being all out of pocket and everything, you know. But now, Al said that you go home and do a small thing for the Flying Farmer. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Billy?
Well, my dad's been this is how I got into my aviation career. My father's been doing what's called a Flying Farmer. It's a comedy act that he's been doing for actually 30 years. And so that's basically, I got my start riding around in the airplane with him to air shows. And just, it got in my blood. And I'm a true believer. You ask any other performer around here that it is in your blood. Okay, when you do an air show, you just can't wait when your season's over. You just cannot wait. And it's like the NASCAR drivers. You can't wait until the season starts back up again because you just want to get going and get started again. And so my father retired last year, and he does a comedy act in a Piper Cub. And so it pretty much was told that that's something else that I've got to do now. So I'm in the process of learning the comedy act now. And I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, but we're going to be starting to do the comedy act. I got conned into it.
Conned into it? Well, let's talk to Al for just a second, if you don't mind. Al, you've been announcing for these guys for a while, and you've been announcing for many, many, many years. I heard you off camera talking about it. Let's talk a little bit about you and how you influenced these guys' choreographed air show.
Well, 30 years ago, Billy and I and two other fellows put together a group up in the Northeast called Northeast Air Shows. And we were together for a little over 20 years. And at that time, we had 42 different aircraft that we used in the airshow business. I did all the paperwork and all the blab work and took all the grief. And these guys did all the flying. And over the years, guys sold their airplanes. They passed away. They moved on, just got out of the business. And by that time, Billy and Bill had started practicing. And 18 years ago, we put the team together and said, let's do it. And everybody was ready to do it, and we took it on the road, and it's been a huge success for us. We've been friends for years. Billy and I have been together 27 years and in the air show business, and Bill has been with us for 20 years total. And it's just been a good trip, and I retired 3.5 years ago from my job, and this is all I'm doing is just having a heck of a good time.
Hey, these guys don't look like they're old enough to have been flying for that long.
Take a look,
Alan,
at the gray hair.
Yeah. He's got a little bit on it.
You got some more, right?
That's great. Now that airplane, that Kristen Eagle, how many are flyable? I mean, do they still produce these airplanes or what?
Yeah, I believe
the airplane air expert right here.
I believe that Aviat still sells kits. How many they're selling, I don't know. I know the price is up there at this point. There are some for sale that are on the market. I think that the serial number on my airplane, if memory serves me correctly, was 437. So maybe there's 450 out there. I don't know how many have been wrecked or sold, but there's probably 200-300 in the country. Single place airplanes that are modified like ours, maybe a half a dozen, and none of them that are modified exactly like ours with the big smoke and the big fuel tanks that I know of. Most of them modify them a little bit differently.
How big is that engine you guys run in this thing?
It's a Lycon engine, 330 horsepower.
Good grief.
And it was designed stock with 200. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone out and I've watched these guys rehearse, or not, I don't know if they're rehearsing, but guys that own other, you know, biplane type stunt planes, you know, and I had a guy actually come out and talk to some of my student pilots one time, because I'm a flight instructor, and they're going, how come these guys aren't flying a nice square pattern like we're taught to fly? And I said, I think on a plane like that, if they pull the power back to an idle, they're going to fall like a rock. I think they've got a power right all the way to land.
Well, you need some power on, but you also need that circling approach because they're blind as a bat. So you can't see anything forward. So if you make a circling approach to the numbers, you can keep an eye on where you're going and then just slip it in the last few feet.
There you go. But it's all about safety.
It's all about visibility and safety.
Yeah, a lot of the guys don't know this stuff. And it's a lot of times that student pilots are out training. With me, I take them to an uncontrolled airport where they don't have to do so much talking, and there's a lot of these aerobatic aircraft around, and they've always asked that question. So I just had them talk to a couple of these guys, and you know, because you guys are in the know. You've been doing this stuff for a lot longer than.
They're very blind, I don't want to do very blind airplane, and you're landing about 100 miles an hour, steering with your feet, of course, and they're very twitchy. So, you know, landing with your peripheral vision. So that's why you land them like that.
So when you guys go out here, like you'll obviously take off, depart. What, do you get hooked up somewhere and then come back, or do you guys are you instantly into the show?
Our show starts right from the ground. We hook up. We do we take off head on pass, half Cuban eights right back at each other, another pass, break the down one, and bring it right back in. There's no slack in our show. We're not performers that believe in going up to 4,000 or 5,000 feet and circling around and getting ready. And we keep the whole show right in the public's face the whole time.
That's great. That's great. And now Al's talking the whole time. Can you hear him?
No.
This is the only time you get.
That's
the only time you guys get a chance to hear him, right?
We have spies in the crowd to tell us what he says.
So. The whole time you were flying, he was telling. That's great. Well, you know, now with all the shows and everything, this is show number what for you guys for 2009? Number two, number
this
three.
This is our second show. We did that benefit show last weekend for Alan Henley up in Cecil Field, Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's up. Yeah, the Jacksonville area, which is where I'm from. I'm out of the Jacksonville area.
It was plenty cold on that ride down to get to that show. We didn't want to start too much earlier from the Northeast.
Oh, golly. No, these aircraft aren't, they don't have a heater in them?
No.
Is it for weight purposes, or are you just...
Yeah, exactly.
So you got all this smoke generator, more gas, Leatherman toolbox with parts. So you got
no
all this
heat.
Stuff. What's that?
And no heat.
And now you guys do stop, and the endurance and everything. Now, is it a real hassle when you're traveling to have to stop, you know, to use the bathroom? Like, because you guys are formation, right?
No, it's not a problem.
So if he has to go, you just say, hold it?
Well, we kind of flight plan around that, too, you know?
Okay. That's pretty cool.
You know, 3 hours in the air, that's about as far as you want to go.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
Limitations.
Yeah, exactly. Start getting into PFAC. Yeah. But anyway... Well, guys, I tell you what, it's really good to have you guys up here. Is there anything you guys want to, I'm going to open this up, okay? If there's anybody that you want to make mention to, say hi to the kids, anything you want to do, go ahead and take the time. I'll go ahead and let you guys do the closing for me.
I just really like to thank everybody here at Sun and Fun, because this place doesn't work without volunteers, and volunteers are what make this show Sun and Fun. There's two shows in this world that we love flying. Sun and Fun and Oshkosh, and these people have put this place together so well over the years, and this is like our 10th year of flying this show, and it just gets better and better every year. And so if you haven't seen Sun and Fun, you've got to get out here, enjoy all the sights, see all the weird airplanes that they're putting out in production now, and it is just a really, really, really great place for kids, because this is what it's all about, is for the kids, you know, also.
Bill, you got anything? All right, guys, just keep doing what you're doing. It's a great show.
Thank you.
I said, I've seen it for years. My wife just loves to come out here and watch airplanes fly. She loves me, you know, she's just been an airplane person since we got married 7, 8 years. Sorry, honey. Anyway.
We'd just like to thank you guys, FAA Production Studios, for having us up here, because we really enjoyed this.
Hey, we enjoy having you, because if we didn't have people coming up here and talking to us, I wouldn't have a job, right?
That's right.
I know we're out here in the sun. The sun can be bothersome sometimes. You know, it messes up your hair.
Let it go.
Not everybody's hair gets messed up.
Must have run into a raw.
Yeah. It's the helmet. It's the helmet. The helmet rubbed it off. Well, guys, Bill Sagala, Bill Gordon, thank you guys very much for coming up here and being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Al, of course, the announcer, we can't leave him out.
That's right.
Because he's all we can hear when these guys are all we can see.
Well, I make them look good.
I'm sorry?
I make them look good, and they do the rest.
There you go. He talks, he makes them look good, and the whole show goes off. Like I said, when these bills show up, this is going to be fun.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.